listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. What the story teaches.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم All be together. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Continuing with our series regarding beautiful stories from the Holy Quran and today we will talk about a story linked to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Mentioned that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam continued preaching and calling people towards Almighty Allah. And once when you are standing on a mountain surrounded by his disciples, and he saw that those who believed in him were the poor, the downtrodden, and the numbers were small. And some of the miracles that is attributed to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, these were requested by the disciples. So one such of the miracle is regarding Ma'idah.
Okay. What is Ma'idah?
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, it's a nice question because the topic is on Ma'idah. And what is Ma'idah? Ma'idah is mentioned in the Holy Quran as a surah as well. It refers to a food spread from heaven. That means dastarkhan of food, a table spread of food that came from heaven. Inshallah, he had the story. So, it's mentioned that the disciples of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, they were also Bani Israel. And they saw a lot of the miracles of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And they wanted to see this miracle as well. And when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam heard them asking about this, and he wanted to know that why are you demanding such things from Almighty Allah. Hearing this, the disciple said that we are demanding that in order that we see the divine sign, but it also said we also are hungry so that our hunger can be satisfied. And then further they said, this will make our hearts satisfied that you are the Prophet of Allah. And they said, with this we can convince other people as well. So they had different reasons for wanting to see this miracle. And they also said that it will strengthen their belief. Because when you see miracles, you know that some miracle is something that beyond our comprehension. And when you see this happening, it makes you become more respectful for the person who has done it, like Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam made dua in the court of Allah, and this is from Surah Ma'idah, and the translation is from Kanzul Iman. Kanzul Iman is a translation by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan radiallahu anhu. And the translation is, he said, O our Rabb, send down to us a table spread from heaven so that it may become a day of celebration for us, for our former and latter people, and a sign from you, and give us sustenance, and you are the best provider of sustenance. Now in response to this, Allah Azza wa Jal sent this Ma'idah. And when this came down, it mentioned that it was brought down by the angels. They brought this feast from heaven. And it's mentioned that it contained 7 fish and 7 loaves of bread. This is from Tafsir Jalalain, which also explains this. And Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, commenting on this, reported that the angel brought meat and bread from heaven, and according to some people, he brought a big boneless fried fish with oil dripping from it, and near it was salt by the head, and by the tail there was vinegar. So there are various interpretations on what was on this tray or the dasturkwan. And some say also there were different type of vegetables, and there were 5 loaves of bread. And he mentioned on top of one of the bread, on the 5, one was olive oil. On the 2nd, there was honey. On the 3rd, there was butter. On the 4th, there was cheese. And on the 5th, there were pieces of meat. Upon seeing this dining mat, Shamun, who was the head of the disciples, asked, O Ruhullah. Ruhullah means the spirit of Allah, which is also the calling name of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. He said, is this feast a worldly food or is it a heavenly food? And he, Isa alayhi salam, replied, this food is neither heavenly nor worldly. He said, Allah azza wa jal created this for you through His supreme power, and He sent it for you. And then Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam ordered the Bani Israel to eat the feast as per the desire, and warned them to refrain from any mischief. And he asked them not to store any food for the next day. But the Bani Israel, they breached the trust and they kept some food away for the next day. Due to this disobedience, they became victim of punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal in such a way, when they slept at night, they were all fine, but when they got up in the morning, their faces became deformed. Some of their faces became the faces of pigs, and some of them changed into monkeys. Why? Because they disobeyed. Because whatever Hazrat Isa alayhi salam told them was the hukum of Allah azza wa jal, that don't store the food, have tawakkul in Allah, have reliance and trust in Allah. And then when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam saw this, he made dua that, Ya Allah, give them death. Then on the 3rd day, all of them passed away. And up to this day, nobody knows what happened to the body. The bodies all disappeared. Whether the earth swallowed them or whatever happened to them, nobody knows up to this day. And this story is described in the Holy Quran, this incident. And I will give you the translation. As I may mention, Allah said, Isa, son of Maryam, said, O Allah, O our Lord, send down to us food spread from heaven, so that it may become a day of celebration for us, for our former and latter people, and a sign from you, and give us sustenance, and you are the best provider of sustenance. Allah said, indeed, I am sending it down to you, so thereafter whoever disbelieves amongst you, I will surely punish him with such a punishment with which I shall not punish anyone else in the whole world. As you can see, one is Allah Azza wa Jal sent this, and He gave them warning that do not be disobedient. And as you can see, because they were disobedient, what happened to them? Some of their faces changed into those of pigs, and some of them became like monkeys, and after 3 days they all disappeared. So therefore it tells you that we must always be obedient to Almighty Allah. And if we be obedient to Almighty Allah, we become successful. So what do we learn? There are few morals from this, some lessons for us. And two of them is, you can see how dangerous it is not to obey the Prophet. The Bani Israel opposed and disobeyed the Prophet, and they became mischievous towards this heavenly feast. Imagine, after seeing this feast coming from heaven, and they can see this is a miracle, they're supposed to be in awe, they're supposed to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. But despite that, they didn't obey. So what happened? The next day, the severe torment of Allah struck them and deformed them into pigs and monkeys, and they were wiped off. So all those who breached the trust of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet alayhi wasalam, they should learn a lesson from this, that if you do not obey Allah Azza wa Jal, you will be punished severely. If not in this dunya, then definitely in the akhirah. And also the second maddi point from this, the lesson that we learn, that the dua of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam mentions the day when this divine feast will descend will be the day of Eid for our predecessors and successors. Alhamdulillah, this Eid that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has mentioned, this is for us a madni pearl, that the day when the divine sign of Allah Azza wa Jal, the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal is revealed, we must show joy and celebrate. So Eid means celebration. What does Eid mean? Celebration. So the two Eid that we talk about, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. When you are fasting for the month of Ramadan, fasting, and what happens to say if you fast, Allah Azza wa Jal gets pleased with your fasting and He rewards you. So the day of reward is the day of feast. We feast on the day of Eid. And also Eid al-Adha is linked to Hajj. When people go for Hajj, if they do the Hajj properly, they are, is mentioned in the for the scholars, like newborn babies. All the sins are wiped off. So imagine how after going for, doing all the rites of Hajj, you become like a newborn baby, no sins. It's a very important point, and I want you all to listen to this. The day when the food is sent from the skies, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is saying, celebrate the day. Day of Ma'ida, the day of Ma'ida as a day of Eid. Because this was the day that this food from heaven was sent. Eid of Ma'ida. So this Eid of Ma'ida was a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, that we will celebrate this favor. And Almighty Allah bestowed the greatest favor upon us by sending His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is greater than any favor. So celebrating Milad Sharif is acknowledging this great favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah Azza wa Jal make us celebrate Eid Milad al-Nabi, as they say in Urdu, dhoom dham ke saath. That means we must enjoy and celebrate Milad Sharif. That means be following the hukum of Allah. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Listen to what the story says and learn. What the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn. What the story teaches. What the story teaches.